Hello, here we are again with a little strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Stay tuned for our message. It was a Monday morning in 1854, a man by the name of Edward was walking to work, and he was thinking about his Sunday school class of boys that he had taught the day before, and particularly thinking about one young lad. He was kind of new to the class, and he seemed to be interested in what he was saying about yesterday in Sunday school. He realized as he was walking to work that he was walking by the shoe store where this young lad worked. He stopped by and asked permission from the owner of the shoe store if he could go talk to the boy who was in the back room wrapping up some shoes that were going to be shipped. He said, "I have come to ask you a question." And the boy said, "What's that?" He said, "Have you ever accepted Christ as your personal Savior?" The young lad answered, "No, sir, I have not, but I would like to." And that day, Edward led the boy to Jesus Christ. That boy later testified that he went out to eat his lunch at noon that day, and everything seemed different. Everything seemed different. He even enjoyed the birds as they chirped. Well, that person went on to become quite an influence in the world of Christianity of that day. His name was D.L. Moody. It's an interesting thing that Edward Kimball, as he walked along, stopped and led a young boy to Jesus Christ. Kimball led Moody to the Lord. Moody was influential in leading F.B. Meyer to the Lord. F.B. Meyer was influential in leading J. Wilbur Chapman to Christ. And he was influential in leading Billy Sunday. Billy Sunday was influential in leading Mordecai Ham, who in turn was responsible, humanly speaking, for Billy Graham being saved. And I was saved in a Billy Graham meeting. Now, unfortunately, I have to say Billy Graham went apostate. But think about it back there. Here's Kimball, just somebody walking to work that morning, stopped. And as a result of that, I got saved. It took quite a while down through the chain here, but there was Kimball and Moody and F.B. Meyer, and the list goes on here, all because he was willing to stop and talk to a young lad about the Lord. Well, there was another pastor at that time. His name was Alfred Eckley, and he was so blessed with reading the testimony that Moody later gave about when he got saved that day and how he went out to eat his lunch and everything seemed so different. He enjoyed absolutely everything, even the birds that were chirping. And as a result, he wrote the following hymn that says, it is morning in my heart.
All the darkness of the night has passed away. It is morning in my heart. I am living in the sunlight of the day. It is morning in my heart. It is morning, it is morning in my heart. Jesus made the gloomy shadows all depart. Songs of gladness now I sing, for since Jesus is my King, it is morning, it is morning in my heart. I can hear the songbirds singing their refrain. It is morning. and I know that life for me begins again. Is his morning in my heart? Is his morning, it is morning in my heart. Jesus made the gloomy shadows all depart. Songs of gladness now I sing, for since Jesus is my King, it is morning, it is morning in my heart. Christ has made the world a paradise for me, it is morning in my heart. Every duty in the light of love I see, it is morning in my heart. It is morning, it is morning in my heart. Jesus made the gloomy shadows all depart. Songs of gladness now I sing, for since Jesus is my King, it is morning, it is morning in my heart. Joy has come to dwell with me forevermore, it is morning in my heart. I shall sing it when I reach the other shore. It is morning in my heart. It is morning, it is morning in my heart. Jesus made the gloomy shadows all depart. Songs of gladness now I sing, for since Jesus is my King.